I might just end it.
Well, you're supposed to be happy. This is like the greatest day for you of all time. You've been waiting three years have led up to this moment, John.
You know, some of you, I've seen your tweets, I've seen your comments. Everywhere that I'm supposed to be, that's where you are. You're messaging, you're commenting. Where's John? Why is he so silent? Can't wait to hear. It's his favorite day. It's a big day for John. I appreciate that sentiment. But you know what I don't appreciate?
What don't you appreciate?
I don't appreciate Apple putting this on a website like they just sent everyone an email. This is the greatest Apple product of all time. And it's not in an event. If there is an event this month, guess what's not going to be there? The best Apple product ever made. Okay? It's got just kind of different colors. Okay? That's fine. If the screen, if we have the next one come and the display issues that we, you know, vocalized in the first one, but you know, some of us got over it, you know, because it's still, the form factor is still better. It's worth the sacrifice. If I get the same form factor this year, you know, I want to be appreciative that you haven't given up on iPad mini, that you care enough to release another one. That's great. It got the A17 Pro chip, not the newest chip. So, you know, okay, fine.
Are we just diving into everything? I thought you were going to you're just kind of reading the spec sheet. I thought we would do that
together,
maybe. Well, because
the specs don't matter in a story where your feelings are hurt.
Okay.
My feelings got hurt. Because none of these specs matter. All they did was send an email to the press. There's no glitz, there's no glamour, there was no fireworks, no spooky fog on the ground, no cool animated render, nothing. We just got pictures and a newsroom release. I am hurt. And it's the same wallpaper even. They don't give a shit.
I was expecting you to be more excited. I'm shocked, right? I thought this was going to be like a happy intro. You know, we've kind of been on this make Apple great again, you know, tangent for a while. And we sold merch that said it maybe allegedly is currently in production, shipping out to customers soon. You know, all this kind of stuff. But let me just frame where I was at. You know, it was Tuesday and my sleep schedule has been a little out of control lately.
A little bit.
So I didn't wake up when it dropped, and I woke up. Well, it was just I hit 500K at the same time that they dropped the iPad mini, so a lot of conflicting emotions. Thanks, man. So I wake up to all these texts, and I have this routine where I'll like load up an Apple News blog
right when I wake up.
Yeah. But I see a – let me just read the text that I got from Mr. Prosner.
I know that Sam is sleeping, by the way. At this time, I wake up. We're working on a certain thing, and I have a text from Asher with a screenshot. It's like, John, John, what do we do? That's how I woke up because the screenshot of iPad mini that he sent. And I was like, oh, perfect, because we might be working on something that – the plans have been altered because Apple did this, but you know, whatever. I immediately text Sam. I know he's sleeping, but I know when he wakes up, he'll know exactly why I sent it.
And John just said the phrase, kill me. At 8:02 a.m. LA time or 5 a.m. First of all, why were you up at 5 a.m. East Coast time?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, bro. That's not how the time zones work. I'm 3 hours later than you, not before you.
Oh, yeah. So did it come? What time did it drop? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Sleeping.
I was sleeping when it came out, too. I would imagine 9 a.m. Eastern.
Okay. 9 to 5 Mac, 6 a.m. Pacific.
So 9 a.m., yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, went to an Apple News blog and Apple announces new iPad mini.
If this, if I was surprised by this, yeah, I would be really, really happy. The issue is I've known and been pretty confident an iPad mini was coming since last month when Mark Gurman said it was gonna. And then it didn't last month, but this was for sure the month. So I was like absolutely sure I was going to get an iPad mini this month. Even last month, I was like thinking about October. I'm like, wow, that's iPad mini month. I knew we were getting iPad mini. It felt really good. I was excited. But then, you know, you set expectations. You in my head and in my dreams, I see Tim Cook standing there with fog around him. He's big, smiley man. He's just glowing from his silverness. And he says, we do have one more thing. And we're going to show it to you now. And then big video package for iPad mini plays. And it's like, you thought the best Apple product was done, and it's not. Here it is. Vision Pro who? But that's not what happened at all.
Yeah, because the iPad mini definitely would have been a one more thing. That would have been a barely spec bump iPad mini would have really
warranted. I'm sure it was going to be. I don't know what happened. Something altered their plans.
Dude, I am really trying to give Apple the benefit of the doubt lately, but this episode's going to have a spicy title for a reason.
Okay.
Let me just start with my pre-grievances. Now, I'm going to try this product and give it a fair shot, but I'm concerned. Mainly for Apple.
Okay.
Why, 3 years later, do we have the same wallpaper?
Yeah, why do we keep doing that? Like, you guys don't have to... What are you doing in between... in the span of 3 years, what are your people working on? What are they doing? You didn't even make a new wallpaper. The A17 chip was made years ago. You just put it in there.
Let me just say it. They're just being lazy. They're just being... But I don't know why they're being lazy, because it's... Like, in my own renders, I try to do, unique or different wallpapers a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Or just, something to make it feel different. I don't know. I mean, sometimes we'll reuse it if it's a product. But that's – we also don't have $1 billion a day coming in, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit – it's a little bit less than that.
A little bit
Apple
smaller
Track
amount,
company revenue. And I don't – it hurts my head. And not in a good way.
It hurts my head and my heart. Like, what were your wall? Do your wallpaper guys even come to work? Like, who does the graphic design here? Because they obviously have had 3 years off.
Like
the Mac Pro has the same wallpaper. MacBook Pro, sorry.
Yeah, that's gonna be another. What are we doing, guys? Like, this just set the tone for the whole release for me.
It really did kind of hurt the rest of the month.
So then, okay, Apple today introduced the new iPad mini, supercharged by the A17 Pro chip. Actually, I don't want to go to the newsroom. Let's go to the pretty thing with the pictures. I like the pretty pictures.
I do as well.
Oh my gosh, of course they're advertising Apple Intelligence.
It's powered by the A17 Pro chip and Apple Intelligence, but not this month.
Okay.
Oh God, it's so pretty! It's the best!
No, it's not. It looks the same, and it's not even good.
Which
the
is
bezels
great.
Are way too thick. The bezels are way too thick. It's
no,
got an LCD.
Not on something that small.
Dude, no. There's a lot of problems with this iPad mini.
No.
Okay. iPad mini. The first thing, if what do you think's new? They've got it on the screen three times.
Okay.
Twice. Apple Intelligence. Okay.
Oh, that's not what I expected. I expected them to, number one, first thing on the page, they have now engraved the word mini on it.
We're not there yet. Don't spoil it.
Well, that's the only actual new thing.
Yeah, true.
Apple Intelligence is a lie.
Okay, A17 Pro chip. Which actually makes sense. Some people were wanting an M1. I think that.
I think
it makes sense for the iPad mini.
Yeah. No. Nope.
To be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apple Pencil Pro, which I did predict in my videos. Very happy to see that I was right on that one. That felt good.
That felt good.
Round of applause. Felt good to be right. Thank you. Thank you. Really proud of that one. Four gorgeous colors. Oh, wait. There's new colors. I'm so excited to see them.
They're probably going to be like the iPhone 16 colors, right? Because that would be
right?
The coolest. That's what I'm
excited
for.
It's very fun to replay this as we experience it. So yeah, I'm scrolling through the site. Four gorgeous colors, single-handedly. Awesome. Yeah, because you can use it with one hand. Mm-hmm. And from $4.99. All right, so I bet 3 years later, they not only fixed a lot of the things with this product, but I bet they added a ton because that price 3 years later, oh my gosh. Okay. Big screen attitude, ultra-portable design. Okay. I mean, it looks the
dear
same.
Dear God, you know, I fucking love iPad mini. It's hard to even be mad at it.
Dude, that's okay. You're being a. It's gonna be a. Come on, get a grip.
I have a grip.
It's the same thing. It's the
same
thing.
You just said like, you wanted me to be happy. Now I have a little bit of happy, and you're telling me to get a grip.
Because I mean it. Dude, this is what it spun, and you went, "Oh God, oh
look at it, look at it. It's so cool. It's the perfect size. Oh my God.
No, it's not. It's too small.
It is. Because there were rumors for a second that the screen might be getting bigger. This is like, bro, this is the good part about iPad mini. The best part about iPad mini stayed. So it's got that going for it.
It says 8.3-inch liquid retina display. Wait, it's still an LCD screen? For $500 in 2024? Now, I know some people are going to say, it's iPad mini, it's base iPad. This was fine in 2021 because it was a redesign, but...
Did you call it the base iPad?
This should have been mini LED. Come on. For $500?
I will agree.
Like, you know, I just saw this, you know, it's the same screen, which I already tweeted this. I will be testing to see if it has jelly scroll with my eyes.
With my eyes.
If they did not fix the jelly scroll 3 years later.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That will be a problem with me. Yes.
Tim Cook's going to wish that he retired.
Yeah, it would. Listen, guys, like out of all the times we've gone off on Apple this year or have been upset by something or confused by something, You haven't seen rage on this show before until we test iPad mini. If it has, like, I forgave it, right? It shipped at scale. People are like, okay, jelly scroll. Okay, I can forgive that in exchange for that form factor. But if you give, you again, 3 years to work on it, the wallpaper's the same, everything's the same. If you didn't at the very least, change the like direction that the refresh is happening. So if it has jelly scroll, it's the opposite way, not vertically. I will lose my mind.
Yeah,
it won't be a fun show.
It won't be. We've had a few of those. There's some people I've been seeing saying it's the same screen. Jelly scroll is still there. We don't know. We have not seen video because people are just like, it looks the same. We don't know. They did not say whether or not they updated the screen because, of course, they're not going to put that in the press release or the website. But until we see Marquez go hands on with it and, you know, get it earlier, Andrew Edwards be like, look, I'm going to New York because they're going to fly me to the penthouse to look at the iPad mini. We don't know. So, we will wait and see, but I mean, it is not looking great.
The last iPad Air that had an LCD screen, I don't know if many people know this, it also has jelly scroll. But it has jelly scroll in landscape mode. So it's just like the orientation of the display itself is different, and so when you're using it like an iPad, you can't see, you can't tell. The iPad mini suffered from the same problem, except the jelly scrolling was happening in the direction you're using it the most, which is no bueno. So at least change that. Please, God. Please, God.
Yeah. So, okay. We're just on the display. So my hopes and expectations are still pretty high.
Okay. The very vibrant colors, right? We're away from the pastel ones.
And then I saw the colors. Are you fucking kidding me, dog? What is your problem?
And the folio case looks terrible. But see, that's the problem, because I bought it, and I think it's terrible. That's why Apple gets away with this stuff. I just said it's terrible. It looks terrible. And that's the one I purchased, the one that I think looks terrible.
These new colors.
Oh, it's gone. Bring her back.
Sorry. we're coming. We're bringing it back. I had to look away for a moment. These new colors, man. What? You made the phone the good colors on the base models, and then 3 years later, and you made, they actually made the colors viscerally worse.
Oh, yeah, they're worse.
They said the colors were okay. You know, the purple, but the purple was kind of, you know, kind of nice, kind of a vibe.
They said, yeah,
we're going to make it worse. I don't know a single human or AI in the world that said, you know what? The iPad mini colors looked a little too nice. Let's go ahead and just wash that out real quick. Let's go ahead and just diffuse that between 100 layers of opaque material and make it just, they're all the same shade. And you know, in person, they're not going to look even like this.
No. If it looks washed out and kind of terrible in the renders on the website, we're in for quite the treat. It's going to look like they only have black and 3 white models.
Exactly. We've seen this.
I like.
They're
okay,
not 4 beautiful
Sam,
colors. They're
imagine.
4 horrendous colors.
Just imagine.
Right? Why?
It hurts to be me.
Do you think this is an international markets thing where like only the US market likes color and everywhere else in the world doesn't like color? Because that's the only thing that can make me potentially understand this.
The only thing I can think of, and this could be completely off base, is that deep colors are, it's kind of a big commitment because if you don't offer someone's favorite color and all of the colors are vibrant, that might turn them off. Like, it's not neutral enough. So maybe it's like trying to give them a touch of color if you sway towards a certain color, but overall pretty neutral. That might be their reasoning. I think it's terrible reasoning. I think this would ship double the amount of the last one if they just put the deeper colors on there.
He's not wrong.
And I get it, like,
one of those just to have it?
You should. This is infused into the glass, right? So, and the back of the iPad mini is not glass, but this is aluminum, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's the problem?
Why do we even try?
Why do we sit down here, record the show? You're leaving. He's leaving. He's not going to be here this weekend. So we chose to record this early. I don't know when you guys have seen it, but we're actually recording it on Wednesday, the day after this came out. So the feelings are fresh. The hurt is fresh.
Yeah. If anybody's wondering, like, these guys are being too hard. I just don't think we are. And I think that Apple could have just done all of this. I guess I just don't get why. Like, they're clearly making these decisions for a reason. And the only thing it keeps coming back to with the same AirPods Max, but just a new port. But the new port doesn't support audio out. It's just for charging. Or the same Apple Watch Ultra 2, but it's just in black. Well, the other one gets wide OLED and the new chip and all these other features. It just feels like it's coming back to money in a way that it materially hasn't in a long time. Because I don't see a reason. It's like, oh, we would have had to put our designer team on the wallpaper. Mm-hmm. We would have had to retool the chassis. We would have had to come up with it. But they did spend money making the colors worse. So maybe they didn't spend money.
Maybe they spent half the money on the ink and that's the problem.
They're still advertising this image feature that doesn't have a release date.
Have we even seen anyone that's not Apple do that?
No.
Cool. Fantastic.
And it looks cool. It looks really fun. I'm excited to make emojis. We've got the writing tool. I'm whining. Okay, I gotta stop whining. I'm sorry, I'm whining. They're just making it hard not to whine. These little bastards. Writing tools. Cool. Okay, we know what Siri, But awareness of personal context, that's not coming until 2025. But they're not saying that. They're not saying that. This is crazy, bro. That'd be like if we did the merch drop.
Is it on the bottom of their stupid fucking page? Like, if you scroll all the way down, is all the fine print down there that's like, just kidding, we lied about most of this? There it is! There's the we lied about it text.
It doesn't even say, testing conducted in September 2024 using pre-production. Oh, they had it last month? That's crazy. Yeah. Tested. Oh, no, it doesn't even say stuff
Apple
about
Intelligence
Apple
Intelligence. Is up. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, let me zoom. Will be available on iPad Mini in beta on as an iPad OS 18 this fall. Certain languages. More languages coming next year.
This fucking company.
Yeah, they don't even really... But this is very misleading. They don't even say that, like... They don't say that half these features and stuff aren't going to be there. Like,
literally half this page is not true.
For example, the new look for Siri is going to be there, but Siri cannot draw on awareness of your personal context next month or this month in 12 days. I don't know.
I'm tired.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, man. It's just every time they do something that I'm, this is the worst. This is the silliest mistake they'll make all year. This has just been a rough one. Maybe it's just years of it being like, I mean, we would go off on small stuff for phones in the past, but this year has just been.
It's always balanced with positive.
Just a
lot. For every negative show we make, there's 10 more positive ones. I think what I'm discovering, like in doing this, I have discovered something that I think exposes why Apple doesn't have to try. And it is even our audience, even the core like tech demographic here. They think that we're just whining. They're overlooking all of this so easily because it's Apple. Like, sometimes I think the Apple fan base, there crosses a certain point where they're more toxic than, like, an Android community. Because they can never be wrong. Apple can never be wrong. And that's, like, if you truly love a company, if you like this company... You should want them to be great. You should want them to be better. You should want them to be better. And just accepting, like, it's another slippery slope argument. You think these are small things. You think the Apple Intelligence announcement that is months away is a small thing. But if you're allowing this small thing, they're going to test you with a bigger thing. And then I can't imagine what would be a bigger thing than a feature that's 2 years away. But, you know, what do I know? It's exhausting.
So, yeah, it is. It's weird, and that's a really good point, John. Like, in the past when we've done going off episodes on, you know, the iPhone, right? We title those every year. You know, it's been – but there's all these incredible, really good things about it too that are very equal. And a lot of times the bad stuff is the really small part that, you know, is fun to laugh at, and then we move on. But – this year, man, I mean, three of their updates were just bad. And it was and it's not – here's the deal. This update I would not be going off on if it happened in 2022. But it was 3 years.
Oh.
Like, you could have put – I would actually love if Apple put the new chip in all of their products every year. There's a lot of people that say we need to get away from the yearly updates. No. Always put the new chip in so it's always the best time to buy. That's great. That'll, I think, spur sales at a small, you know, market cap or for a small amount of people. And also, if you're just not, you know, if you're just like, oh, I'm going to walk into an Apple store and buy it, I think it's dope. I remember Renee Ritchie had this perspective too, where it's like the spec book updates are great for customers because then you're always getting the best time regardless of when you buy, basically. Mm-hmm. Or best upgrade. And but this update, it's AirPods Max 4 years later with nothing. It's this 3 years later, over 3 years later, with just, well, we're not even done. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay.
It's faster. Okay. The chip is a nice upgrade. I understand
Pocket
why it's
scientist?
Not M1.
Fucking god damn it, that's so good. That's such a good fucking... Oh, Apple, why? Your marketing is so good for things that are not.
Okay, Apple Pencil Pro is cool. That's
Pocket
great.
Scientist, Sam. That's so good. I can't even... I don't hear anything else you're saying because I'm just thinking about how fucking clever that is. God.
But it doesn't really fit in your pocket. I would more say that about a phone.
That you're true. That you're true. That's true.
Thank you.
You're right. But this still this really, marketing that's a image, cool thing to say.
Listen, this is beautiful. I understand it's beautiful. I'm still angry. It's got all the same features as the Apple Pencil, haptic feedback, hover, double tap, barrel roll, squeeze. Personally, I'm not an artist and I hated these features. It made the Apple Pencil harder to use for me. I did not enjoy these, but I'm sure artists love them. Artists, sound off in the comments below. Let us know if the squeeze is good. I don't think it works very well in my experience. Okay. iPadOS. We know the story about iPadOS. We know it can run the newest iPadOS 18. Great. Okay, we've got 5G. Same 5G, cool. They made the Wi-Fi faster because the new chip has Wi-Fi 6E bundled in it. Cool. The USB-C port, this was interesting. They actually didn't advertise this outside of the newsroom post, but you're getting the 10 gigabits per second transfer just like we did on the iPhone 15 Pro with A17 Pro. So the USB-C port on the iPad mini is... cool. Stupid fast for some reason. As if anyone would be using the iPad mini for something serious. It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I recommend no. Use it for joy and fun. Don't bring serious into iPad mini land. There's no reason.
Ultra wide front camera with center stage. Okay. This was weird. They were advertising like, oh, we upgraded the back camera to be... Smart HDR 4? I don't know. I was trying to think of a better way to say that. no one's taking images.
Even I have not taken a single image on my iPad mini, I don't think.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You're the number one stand. They said that new ISP and A17 Pro enables that. I believe they also said the A17 Pro, they enable better AI... documents. Oh, here we go. Yeah, iPad mini delivers improved document scanning. The camera uses AI to detect a document.
Oh,
dude, that feels Apple getting lazy. They didn't used to just describe things as AI. They would say it uses an advanced neural network or something. They're just they really are leaning into this stuff with the AI, but it's also, I mean, I will say that this is a thing. Like the iPad Pro, they said it had better document scanning, more natural. It is really nice. The AI is good at scanning documents, but it's been pretty good for a couple of years. I'm sure this makes it a bit better. Cool. Okay, cool. Props. I could see people actually using this on an iPad mini. And
look at it. There's the folio thing. It looks like ass, bro.
Wait, I didn't see. I didn't look at it.
Oh my God! What a terrible,
sickly color. It's the same color as my. It's the same color as my AirPods Max. All right, calm down.
No.
That's the same color.
Nah.
It's quite literally the exact same color.
It looks good on a shiny piece of aluminum, not on. I have a question. A very important question.
Oh, no. I see where you're going.
Something just clicked in my head. Did it also click in your head?
Yeah.
What is the folio case made out of?
I think it's polyurethane.
Interesting. Because we got rid of leather cases on the iPhone. Those are gone. And we don't have any option even close to leather anymore. We tried to find woven, and that was just laughable. Why can't we use that as an iPhone case, that material? Definitely not in that color.
Yeah, they're doing just silicone, and the silicone cases suck.
They are not great. You know what sucks, dude? I buy a silicone case for my iPhone every year, and the first day I'm like, because I want it, because it looks so good, especially the blue silicone case on top of the blue phone looks amazing, and then it's like the first time you take it out of your pocket, it's ass. Terrible.
Now, here's one thing that Apple did that I'm proud of.
Okay.
They doubled the base storage for the same amount of money. Okay. Three claps. That's what you get.
Yay.
That's good. That's great. That's actually really nice to see that the iPad mini has 120. Also, I'm looking at the colors, and I don't remember which one I picked up, but which color should I get? That doesn't even look blue. That looks green.
Wait, that's the blue one?
Apparently. Why does it look different than the other renders?
That looks like a completely different iPad mini. That doesn't look like the color they have on this screen that you're so... What?
This is purple. That just looks white. That out of context, that looks white, dude.
Like if you had that picture and only that picture and asked a stranger what color that is, I don't think they're going to say purple.
No.
Like, did we do something to them? Do you think it's because of this show? Do you think it's because we've been so hard on them and that like everyone is getting worse products because of us somehow?
I mean, it kind of feels like they could have put this together since the last show.
It feels like they completely forgot about half of these products. Mark Gurman puts out a fucking half-correct report, just mentions iPad mini, and Tim goes, oh, shit, we make that. Yeah, put it out next month.
Hey, I heard you bought a new iPhone recently.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. It's really nice. Problem is, I haven't chosen a wireless plan yet.
Sounds like you need Mint Mobile, who sponsored this episode of the Genius Bar.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Mint. Why are they awesome again?
John, friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. And since we are friends, it's time to say bye to your overpriced wireless plan and switch to Mint Mobile. They're here to rescue you and all your buds with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. John, all plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk, unlimited text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. I'm referring to the nation in America because it's the only real nation. Listen, use your own number wrong with any Mint Mobile plan. Bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile Steel. Get 3 months of premium wireless in the best nation in the world for $15 a month.
Wow, that's crazy. And since I'm a new customer, I get that deal. All I have to do is go to mintmobile.com/genius.
Yes, sir.
That's insane.
mintmobile.com/genius, John. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month. Mintmobile.com/genius. Now, John, $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. And then additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. So see Mint Mobile for details.
Sounds like a deal. Thanks, Mint.
For sponsoring.
For that.
Now I want to – what color did I buy? Now I'm curious. Because I kind of – the blue looks decent, which I thought was like green, but then that's not a real color. Oh, I did get the blue.
Oh, we're going to be blue buddies.
Wait, does that mean I can sell my old one now that I'm getting the new one?
No, you can't sell a gift. You cannot sell a gift.
It's just going to –
I mean, you can if you want to be hurtful.
I kind of need the cash.
Yeah, apparently not. You just spent it on this one.
But that's why I need to sell the old one.
If you have to make a choice, you keep the old one. And get rid
no!
of
it. No! I'm getting the rid looks of better I'm anyway. Selling that. Right, okay, you can I don't give a. Want. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm getting rid of that. So
hell
fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you. Yeah, they. So they have
no,
iPad
I'm not
mini on the back
it.
Now?
No.
You're not engraving?
No, I'm, oh, I do not do that.
This
look how
looks
fucking
nice,
ass that blue case looks. Jesus Christ.
That middle. I kind of like the case. I'm
it looks so pukey.
I kind of don't show me the front. Show me the back. Show me the back side, if you know what I'm saying. Dude, that looks sick. The blue looks dope. It's the sage. No. That looks like, now that looks like
that peak. Looks terrible, yeah. The violet looks great. Charcoal gold. Wow, charcoal gray looks great. The rest are not great.
Oh, this is kind of nice. Oh, but I'm not going to be watching stuff. I don't use the iPad mini. I'm buying this to like satiate you. Ooh, the box. They didn't even change the box wallpaper.
No, why would they? They didn't change the wallpaper or the thing.
I guess I had hope. So they just reused the same
box
and put a new sticker on it.
You guys can't tell me. Because, like, you didn't make just one iPad mini wallpaper. Like, this is not the only one that was ever made and that you chose. There were definitely other candidates. Just choose the second best one and put it in the new one. Like, why? You don't even have to do extra work. What's the issue? I love the mini wallpaper. Love it. But you could one-up it for the new one.
Well, we've officially spent 30 minutes on the iPad mini.
Well, good, because the iPad mini brings us to the second piece of terrible that comes out with this news. And that is, the idea of an October event is now up in the air, in question. Because this is one less thing that would be in the October event. To be fair, it was probably going to be the only iPad in the October event. Last year, they only did Macs, and they only did a 30-minute event. They did it less for the Macs and the products and more to look cool and do a spooky Halloween special. Why is your face so concerned? You look so concerned.
Did you let the domain for frontpagetech.com lapse?
No, why?
Because that's frontpagetech.com right now.
Well, first of all, oh, that's amazing. That's really cool. That's a really cool discovery here on the show. Incredible. First of all, how'd you find that? What made you look that up?
Well, I have the Front Page Tech YouTube channel bookmarked in my favorites bar. So I just use that to go to YouTube to search for things for the show.
Oh, I see.
And usually it redirects me, but it kind of looks...
Phenomenal. That's amazing.
How's business going, buddy?
Well, apparently it's going like this currently.
Listen, AppleTrack.com is not much better, okay? It hasn't been updated since like 2022.
At least it goes there. That's really cool.
Yeah, one of the latest stories...
Don't mind me as I just log into Google. Oh, my fuck.
What?
Front Page Tech was part of the frontpagetech.com thing was part of Google Domains.
Remember, but it should have migrated. Migrated to Squarespace.
You had to make a separate account. I don't know if I did that. Like on what's it called? Who do they get to? GoDaddy, Squarespace?
Squarespace. Okay. Squarespace is basically the same thing. It's like the same prices. I actually bought
Okay, I can't deal with this currently. That'll be after.
Yeah,
the show.
We'll do that later. Fun. Sorry. I just wanted to let you know.
Amazing.
I just didn't know if it, yeah. I love that your life continues to go great.
First iPad mini, and now this.
Apple October event.
Okay.
Hmm.
Where's the actual event? There it is.
Tim Cook. What do you think?
What do you mean?
What the hell's happening? What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean, we're getting an event. I just don't know if it's from Apple. Listen. Last year we got an event just purely for the Halloween spookiness of it, and it made them. That orange Ultra Band looks cool for this event.
Yeah.
At this stage, MacBook Pro is exactly the same, even the wallpaper, and it's leaked a lot. So you're not going to show us that for the first time, which leaves us with Mac Mini that's getting a redesign and iMac, which is not. Do you make an event for those things? Normally, no. For Halloween, just to be trendy, maybe.
Okay, so going... Here's what I know for sure.
Okay.
New Macs are coming out this month. Apple's going to do something with Maxima. I can just feel it in my bones.
Okay.
Do we agree on that? Do you feel it in your...
We agree.
Okay. Good job taking that osteobiflex, getting those bones real strong. Okay. We've agreed on this. Before the show, John and I were talking, and I made the mistake of engaging with him as a human being, which is like when we talk about stuff that we care about, not on the show. Strictly prohibited, of course. And I said, I don't think there's going to be an event. I think it's just going to be press releases after this. But then I realized something.
Which is?
And that's that I think Apple is really going to want to flex how good, even though we've seen M4 and they've announced that generation, which is, you know, usually what that would usually be my basis is every chip they have announced on an event somehow. Like that's been a thing. I do think that this event, I think they're going to do one because they want to talk about how much better M4 Pro and M4 Max is. And it seems like M4 Max is going to be pretty nuts. Potentially, maybe we see them announce like M4 Ultra, or maybe we see them announce that chip and maybe preview a Mac Studio or a Mac Pro. Maybe not release it now because we've heard it's coming
next
year.
Don't say such a thing. We don't need any more previews.
If it is an event, I was going to say, I'd shocked if it would just be Max. We literally got exactly what we're asking last year. Like the precedent for exactly what should happen this year already happened. They've already done it, which was same exact iMac, new chip.
Yep.
Actually, dude, wait a second. Dog, last year it was two Macs and they did an event. It was MacBook Pro and iMac.
Was it really?
Yeah. I'm playing this back. Yeah, dude. Wait, it was the chips, and then it was MacBook Pro and iMac. And the iMac was one
to
one.
It was mostly just MacBook Pro. What is the first section?
The chip.
Oh my God.
Oh, so we're definitely getting it's going to be another 30-minute event. Maybe 25 minutes. Absolutely. All right,
because
confirmed here on
Genius
Bar.
They did do this before. I can't remember what it was, but there was an event later in a month last year, and I think it was last year, and they had more products than fit in the event, and they just kind of released a couple not event-worthy products earlier in the month. So we had press releases early in the month and then an event at the end.
Yeah.
But this is not the beginning of the month. This is middle of the month.
And when did they do it last year? They did it on October 30th. So they did it the night before Halloween.
Here's the thing. Here's the issue with our speculation here. They did this press release for iPad mini in the middle of the month, which leaves us two more weeks till the end of the month, till it's over, which means we could be getting a release Tuesday next week for MacBook Pro, or this week if you're watching, and then the following one, iMac, like they could do like iMac and Mac Mini or something.
Mac Mini's not going to be a press release. It's too big of a redesign.
I hope not.
And maybe they announced that Mac Mini could have an M4 Max or something.
That'd be cool.
That would be sick because then I could buy that instead of the Mac Studio. I don't know. This is all speculation. It's probably going to be M4 and M4 Pro. But I think there's going to be a short event. And I think they're going to do it on the 30th. I think they're going to do it before Halloween again.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
And I guess – oh, and this year, by the way, let's make an agreement. If they do it the night before Halloween, you and I have to dress up as we do our reaction. Just like we did last year.
Sounds good. Are we coordinating like we did last year?
Yeah, I think we should. That was really fun.
Yeah, that's what some people would call that fun. That was a tragic nightmare.
I think they're gonna do an event again, and I think they're gonna announce it a week from when we're recording. I think they're gonna announce it. Last year the event was on a Monday, and they announced it on a Tuesday. So it was 6 days.
Was there something that happened on that Monday? Like, was there something topical happening in the world?
It was just the day before Halloween. Oh, before the invites. Let's go back. Let's see if
there's a reason they chose
October 2023. The Apple event was on the 30th. No, they just literally announced it on the 24th.
All right.
And then the event was on the 30th. It was that one. It was at, I think, 5 p.m. LA time, 7 p.m. So do you think it'll be a nighttime again? That would be really interesting.
Oh, it
that's
has
weird
to be.
For making videos.
Another what? 7 p.m. one?
That would be 5 p.m. LA. I can make a video.
Yeah, it's got to be at night.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an event. I know people are going to say that's crazy. There's no way, but I'm saying it. I'm calling it.
Hope you're right.
Look for the MacRumors article. Cole, Apple event on October 30th.
We're ready.
I just think if they did that same day last year and they're doing the Halloween theme and they're doing this, like, even more computers last year.
Yeah, in 2020 or 2021, one of those years, most of their events happen on Wednesdays.
Really?
I think so.
You know, I'm down. I'm ready.
Like those, the events, you remember that crazy September, October, November event cycle that happened? I don't know if it was 21 or 22.
Yeah, that was 2020.
I think those were all on Wednesdays. I might be wrong, though.
Are you talking about where they did the September, October, and November?
Yeah, like when they did those back-to-back-to-back events. The first time we got, the first Apple Silicon event that happened for November.
That was 2020. That was a good time. It was really fun when we were all locked inside and we had little Apple events to keep us sane.
Yeah.
I liked that. I liked those times.
Oh, man. Well.
Damn.
Are you excited for anything that's coming, even though we kind of know?
Well, here, I put my bet on event. You have to make a call so people can either say, ha ha, dumb idiot, or, whoa, that guy's like low-key goated.
I will, I don't know about the goated part, but I will agree with you. I do think there will be an event, or there should be an event if you're Apple. Like, it's worth a couple bucks, a couple of your $1 trillion that you got. Pay some company to come in. Do your thing. What company does their events again?
We've seen some of the production leak. I can't remember, but it's a pretty big.
Yeah, in their making of the October event from last year, I think there's the name of the company in there. I'm not sure. Anyway, bring them back. Make an event. If you haven't even started it yet, you should start now. Start filming now. Have it ready by the end of the month. It's just like it makes you look cool as a brand, you know, just making a cool event, a spooky event for Halloween just to have some fun. That's cute.
Hell yeah. Very exciting. Potentially exciting. Okay, so yeah, things I'm excited for. New MacBook Pro, M4 Max. I can't wait to upgrade my current machine. That'll be sick. And then I'm actually thinking of, I think I'm going to get the new Mac Mini. Well, it depends. It depends what the Mac Mini is and how powerful it is. I mean, I would love if they came out with a desktop that was more powerful than my M2 Ultra Mac Studio. Are we going to get that now? Probably not.
We haven't heard anything about that.
I mean, the M2 Ultra Mac Studio came out June. See, we're kind of due, though, based on their chip cycle. They're about a year to a year and a half for their chips. And it's been about a year and a half since we got the M2 Ultra.
That would be cool.
There was no M3 Ultra. We didn't get one.
Yeah.
But we got an M1 Ultra. And the M1 Ultra came out in March of 2022. Then we got the M2 Ultra in June of 2023. So it kind of feels like we listen, there's no credible rumors saying Mac Studio.
Yeah, nobody.
It's probably not coming
until
next year.
That'd be really cool.
That would be sick. Although I don't know if I can handle spending the money on a MacBook Pro and a Mac Studio at the same time. But I know it would be very helpful for what you're currently working on if they released the more powerful.
Oh God, dude. My poor Mac Studio has been brought to its little Mac Studio knees.
But do you have the maxed out graphics, or is this Luke Miani's Mac?
No, this one isn't Luke's. This is M2 Ultra from 2023.
Just like spec'd out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's better graphics or not. I know that I have not had trouble on it until recently.
I mean, it feels there's just the media encoders on the M3, M4 feel way better. And I mean, I'm very excited for video workflows to have that on a desktop again. I mean, Apple Silicon continues to be exciting. So, yeah, I'd be excited for that. There were rumors of an Apple TV. Haven't heard much. That would be a press release, though, I think. I don't think they would.
Unless it's a redesign or something.
Unless they're like, we fit the Mac Mini in this Apple TV box, and
you're
now
welcome.
It's the same thing.
You can use it as a Mac Mini or an Apple TV. Dual boot.
I mean, we've only seen like concepts of the Mac Mini. We have no idea what it's actually going to look like. But, I mean, Mac Rumors did a cool little that looks really cool and cute. Little M4 Mac Mini.
It's adorable.
Like, it looks like, I mean, we're hearing it's going to look like a mini Mac Studio, basically, with two USB-Cs on the front.
That's adorable. Yeah, I think you're right about the like the release of iPad Mini and specifically how that was released, kind of dampening the rest of the month, the excitement for the rest of the month, and that's queuing us up because we already knew. We know that the MacBook Pro is kind of the same thing as the iPad Mini. Spec bump, looks the same, even using the same wallpaper, stuff like that. That's not entirely surprising.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because the MacBook Pro just got a redesign 3 years ago. So people are forgetting it's this design is not even 3 years old yet. MacBook, and it's a solid design. Like, should the notch get smaller? Yeah, it should. Should they do other things? But I think that's going to be coming next year. The performance of the chips alone year over year is like crazy. But
yeah,
wallpaper, bullshit. That shouldn't be the way.
Before we go, I want to bring up something that I am having a lot of trouble with.
Oh no, what's up, buddy?
It's upsetting me greatly.
Oh no.
I cannot stand how far along AI content has come. I have been tricked too many times. And then there's no one to be disappointed in but yourself.
Yeah, we're kind of cooked.
And a lot of my recommended videos on YouTube, I'll go, that sounds like a great video. Of course I want to watch that. I click it, and it's made entirely by AI. And it might take me 10 seconds to go, oh, yeah, something's wrong with that voice, or something's wrong with the way this is edited. Or there's just straight up YouTube channels made by computers that are they're not people. And that content is being served amongst real content that real people have made, and there's no way to discern them. It's kind of what YouTube needs to do, what I need everyone to do. TikTok does a pretty good job of saying, like, this is AI generated, right? YouTube's going to have to take it a step further. You know how they put a new tag on, like, the thumbnail for when a video is uploaded?
Yeah. Mm.
You got to show me right from the home screen if it's AI content. I do not want to find out after I clicked it. That's horseshit. I cannot stand how much I have been tricked, how much I have been fooled and bamboozled by AI. It's too much. It's too much, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
I feel like a dumb dumb.
It's impressive. I feel your sentiment. I have definitely fallen for it a few times.
The internet's not real. It's been not real for a while, but like, Jesus.
But what do we do? Because how can YouTube even detect something as AI? Like, I mean, I guess there's probably cues and probably technical information that you could encode that would, like,
yeah, there's got to be.
Let a computer know. I think there's a standard that...
There's already those websites that will, like, try to detect if something that was written by AI.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some... How does TikTok know?
Yeah. But sometimes they mislabel it on things.
Yeah, I have seen that.
Which, of course, is going to be... I'm asking for a perfect system that will never exist.
And a lot of things gets... They get mistitled as AI... Because for some of these websites, the threshold is way lower than you would expect it to be. Like, let's say they used a skin smoothing filter. That might be marked as AI because it's been enhanced by AI. And that is, no, uh-uh. That's not, no. I get the sentiment there, but that is not the problem with AI. The problem with AI is being tricked, stumbling on a hole. Even if the videos are good, I can't get through them. Like, I have no idea if they're good because I can't suspend disbelief long enough. It instantly ruins the value of that video for me if it's not made by somebody.
Yeah, it's... I don't really know what... Yeah, we're just kind of going to have to deal with it until a better system comes out. We're just going to, I think, going to get fooled for a while.
But think about it. Instead of being upset with it, what if we harness it? If we got an AI, you and I, to do AI Genius Bar every week and no one knew, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we could be raking in the billions.
We could put out a Genius Bar every day and people would be like, wow, they're working so hard.
And then we'd be like, look, the AI designed merch. And it would just be like typical YouTuber merch that like they get from Teespring or whatever.
Teespring.
Dog. And then people would, you know, our brand and quality would probably fall apart pretty quickly. But
yeah, but it'd be fun. A lot.
We'd have a lot more free time.
We would. Yeah, this week is not a fun week. Apple, make next week better. Make the week great again.
Yeah.
Shirts shipping tomorrow. Make great again. MWGA. Mwaga. That's my new merch.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you for everybody who did buy the Genius 2024 drop. It is currently in production and will be on its way to you soon-ish.
I can't wait to get everyone's pictures for this.
Yeah, getting it out as fast as I can. Tight turnaround, but I will do whatever it takes to get in the mail. Again, shooting for around Election Day for it to be arriving, and I think it's going to be real close to that for a lot of people.
Depending on how this election goes, I mean, regardless of how this election goes at this point, every time I see this merch, I'm going to be reminded of this insane, not real simulation time in my life.
Of just Apple or just like your life in general?
No, like how, because this is a political themed, like it's not really political merch, but we're using the time of the year to... for this merch, obviously. So when I see Genius 2024, I'll remember Election 2024, and it's been insane.
It's been a whirlwind.
This season of America has been, I mean, I haven't seen the reviews yet on Rotten Tomatoes, but it is a lot.
Do they make like voting easy in Ohio? Do they give you like send you your ballot in the mail, or do you have to like go to the
I will cut this out, I think, but I stay away from voting because every time I vote, my name gets publicly, like my address is public. And I know you can like pay $20 and get a background check on someone and get their address that way, but this is just for free.
Yeah.
It'll be like John Prosser, Democrat, voted from here. That's what it'll say.
Interesting,
Yeah.
And we're back. Yeah, it's super easy to vote everywhere. America is this awesome country. It is nice living in California. I did have a funny incident occur while going. So they sent me a ballot, and I was like, oh, I'll fill it out and just drop it off. So I was filling it out, and then I was like, wait, you know, I should probably like triple check these candidates just because like I think I know, but I don't know for sure. So like, let me do another search. Mm-hmm. And I had done a search for one, and the top result on Google was LA County Board, a school association, disavows person for anti-Semitic remarks. And then I looked down at my ballot and I said, no, you can't really unfill a circle, can you? And I ripped it up and I put it in the trash, and I'm going to have to go out and like vote a different way.
Oh, no.
Because there was an incident during my voting process. And I can't turn that one in.
Incident.
It was just like, I filled in the circle before I knew 100%. I was like 90% sure. And then I guess updated info had come out somewhat recently, and I was like, oh, all righty then. So I think there is early voting. I could probably just go somewhere because the voting day is going to be crazy. And I'm doing something that I do every election. This is a thing I started. I do a watch party at my apartment with people to come over. So it'll be really fun. Have some people over this year. We'll have my Genius merch on the entire night. Perfect. Very excited. Very, very excited for that.
You know, it's crazy. Like in tech, we take things for granted. But also in real life, we do. Because with how fast social media is and short attention spans are, things move so fast. But the time we're living in right now, your kids are going to be reading about in textbooks. Like, oh, that one year where the Republican nominee got shot and they tried to kill him like 3 or 4 times, the president of the U.S., halfway through the race, or actually like 3/4 of the way through the race, dropped out of the race, and then his vice president stepped up. And it, like, what an insane thing to happen all in one election. It's crazy. Yeah.
It is. It is. I'm excited for a resolution, as they say, for the season to finale to happen, and
yeah,
hopefully all goes smooth either way.
Why do we even have to vote then? Like, well, why can't we just vote now? Like, why couldn't we just tally everyone's votes here in the comment section and Genius Bar decides the election?
I don't know if I want our audience to decide any election.
I think they're going to vote anyway.
I believe everybody should go out and vote. That's my belief. And I believe you should vote for whoever you think is going to be best for this country. But
you should tell everyone to cast their vote on this link. Send them this link.
What link?
The link to this episode.
Oh, yeah, this is where it's held.
Yeah, it's right here.
Damn, we would get like 80 million views on this.
That's
episode.
What I'm
That'd
saying.
Be nuts.
Like you
That'd
might
be
say,
hype.
You might say we are exploiting the election. I would say marketing.
That's a strong marketing.
Marketing. Pocket scientists.
Well, yeah. Well, what a crazy. Could be an episode. Why is the camera going like lower?
Yeah. What is hap? I thought you were moving or. What? It's what's are you fucking with me?
I don't know what is going on.
I can't tell if you're just messing with me. You good? Did you turn the light off?
I don't know.
Okay, well, with that said, is there anything else you would like to get into before we end the show and something bad happens to you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I want to make Apple great again.
We're trying. We are the only people trying, apparently. Us and the
why does
people
it feel
that
like
bought the merch.
Dude, why does it feel like we tried harder on our merch than Apple tried on the entire half of their products this year?
I don't know. That's like next election season. We just use the same shirt, same design, just change the one number on it.
Oh, that would be so sad and so lazy. I would never do that to my customers because I care about them. Even if it would be cheaper to manufacture, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I hope. See, here's the thing.
You want to see something really cursed?
Huh?
I want to show you something cursed.
Okay. What the hell? Bro, what is happening in there? What am I looking at?
I decided to move toward the sun a little bit closer.
It looks like you're on fire.
There's fire in my heart, baby, for you.
Look at him.
Always.
What if we just did a... Could we do a whole show like this but never acknowledge it?
That would be... Yeah, I'd be like, what are you guys talking about? Like, reply to the comments, looks fine on our end.
I wish you could re-upload... Like, replace stuff, because it'd be funny for it to go out like this, have everyone talk about it, and then, like, replace it to confuse them.
You know that's a feature for the biggest YouTube channels? YouTube allows you to cut and re-upload without losing the views and engagement and comments.
That's not true. We don't have it.
Yeah, well, we are one of the biggest. That's right. but yeah, Apple, in Apple events, they've fixed, you know, like graphical issues where the notch hasn't been lined up with the screenshot or the dynamic island was cut into something. If you watch it back, it'll look totally fine.
Wow, so they don't even have to try hard in the event because they can just fix it later?
Yeah.
Cool. Amazing. I love that, actually. That's great. Fantastic. Do you have anything else you want to say before we go?
I guess. The next time we would be talking to you, since this is our episode for this week, could potentially be when invitations for an Apple October event goes out. And that's frankly
yeah, then
a,
we won't
a
have to question
exciting.
It at all. We won't have to wonder anymore. Yeah, actually, this time next week, we should know whether or not there will be an event. That feels pretty nice to know.
Do you like my lighting? I tried to
No, not at all. It's terrifying. Like, I can't even discern what's happening.
Kind of looks like, I'm in hell.
Is the ISO just like up it. On your camera? Did you turn a light on? Do you have a light bar on at the top?
No, that's just the top of the Chrome window.
Oh. I have no answers. Is the ISO an ISO only?
Yeah, because the lights broke.
Oh.
So I'm using reflected sunlight off of a black wall.
Oh, I love... I love it. That's how my life is. Yeah, you're getting light from negative Phil. Sounds great. Okay. Well,
buddy, I'll see you next week. Invites, can't wait. Remember, geniuses, you heard it here first. Invites coming out basically a week from. I guess we can put this out today.
2 days after we just put out the other one?
Frick
Here's it. What's going to happen if we do that. If we put this out early, that means there's going to be even more time between this episode and the next one.
No, it'll be like a week. Because if we're going to get invites on Wednesday, we'll record that night.
So do we put it out?
I think it would be fun. I mean, it's kind of an emergency episode type.
Okay.
Type
I feel that. Emergency episode. Okay. Hope everyone enjoyed this emergency episode. I had an emergency.
Yeah. How long can we keep doing this, man? This is tough. This is tough. Woo!
It's going to feel so good when Apple does something cool. And we get to have a sigh of relief that they still got it.
If they just released anything at this next event that was like... Like, what? Like, when they released... Remember when they released the iMac 24-inch in colors and we didn't know it was coming then?
Yeah, big surprise.
That would just be... Like, if we got the AI HomePod thing with the robotic arm... That would just make me so happy.
But really at the pace they're going on, I don't want that. Work on it a little bit longer.
Yeah, true. They'll be like, it has the same wallpaper as the iMac G4 because it kind of looks like the iMac G4.
Da, 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 da.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You're the best. Genuinely, thank you, everybody who bought stuff. Even if you didn't, you're cool too, I guess. And
even if you didn't buy stuff, your vote counts just as much by watching. Thank you for watching and spending so much of your week with us every week.
Genuinely, you guys rock, and
we go through a lot together.
Yeah,
we go through all of the good and the bad together as geniuses, no matter what.
And if I didn't have you, John, to talk with this stuff about, I think I'd go crazy. Like, it's so nice to have someone that understands.
You wouldn't just start a podcast with Luke Miani.
You know, Luke's fine, but he's mid. That's the thing about
Luke's
Luke.
Fine, but he's mean.
I'm just kidding. I love Luke so much. Oh, we should have him on. I think he said he could come on next week, which would actually be really good timing.
Okay,
well,
you're saying it, now he has to.
He said he would be down.
Okay, Luke Miani, next week on the show. That's what feels so good. No, whether you're happy with Apple or unhappy, you're still, you know, you still got us. You're not alone. We will be unhappy altogether.
I have a question. If Luke comes on, would we do it, me and him in person here and you remote, or would we all do remote?
It would probably work best all remote.
Yeah.
But what could also be, it's like, do you want it to work really well, or do you want it to be cool? Those are our choices.
I want it to work really well.
Those are our choices. Cool or work well. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week.
We love you guys. Goodbye.
I'm not ready to go. Okay, now bye.